All right, you're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I've got a great show lined up for you here in the Port City. All you listeners out there on local FM, and all you listeners who might be hearing the show a little later date across the country, it could be in Bombay on The Voice of Bombay, at Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Lethbridge University on CKXU. It could be in Cowichan Lake on Radio Cowichan, maybe Prince George on CFIS, maybe in Burnaby, BC, in the Simon Fraser University on CJFS. Lots of places, including up the highway here, Highway 7, up to Fredericton, on our sister station at the UMB Fredericton campus in Fredericton. So wherever you may be, either now or in the future, if you're listening to the program, I'm glad that you've lent me your ears. I'm going to treat them right. Normally on the show, I don't do that many new songs. Maybe one or two, salt the program with one or two new things. I think I've got five new tunes to share with you today. I'm going to get started with a couple. We're going to start with a Toronto band called Beaches, four young women who really know how to put together a good sound and a good record. I've been following them ever since their single Loner, which really blew me away. I think you're going to like this one. It's called Give It Up. It's off a forthcoming record. I don't know what it's going to be called, but the single is Give It Up, the Beaches. Sorry, I should say Beaches, not The Beaches. Here on Ear Candy. Hey!
Oh. the top by the mountain. Bet you didn't count on becoming what you are today. The top of the mountain, bet you didn't count on becoming what you are today.
That is Colorado. That's a group from the Ottawa area with my favorite song that they've ever done, Americanorama. Some name-checking of cities, Denver or Philadelphia. Hey, Philadelphia. Anyway, before that, we heard Yes, I Know. That's the Pack AD, Maya Miller and Becky Black from their record called Positive Thinking. And we all need a little positive thinking. It doesn't cure everything, but you know what? It might be a little better than wallowing in it. Yeah, so, you know, a little better is better than nothing at all. Before that, at the top of the set, we heard Give It Up, and that's Toronto's Beaches. Four young women who really know how to rock. So that's kind of more of the rock side of the pop rock kind of songs we play here on Ear Candy. We're going to get maybe a little more pop-oriented, or at least a little softer, maybe not quite as edgy as those first three songs. I'm going to play something from Daniel Romano's record Mosey. Something called Toulouse, which is really clever, a really cleverly worded song, sort of name-checking, sort of like Colorado did with Americanorama. He's going to name-check the French city of Toulouse, but also makes a kind of a love song out of it, too. Anyway, from Mosey, this is Daniel Romano here on Ear Candy.
Two-tone shoes, 'cause I never had nothing. I was low down busted. Now I sure got a lot to lose. To lose, I ain't denying that I've been crying, but it ain't the blues, 'cause I never had something that was ever worth nothing. Now I sure got a lot. got me smiling, and I'm a shining up in two-tone shoes. 'Cause I never had nothing, I was low down busting, now I sure got a lot to lose. By surprise, big laughs and small cries.
Yes, that is no one other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers from The Getaway with a song called We Turn Red. And for you music aficionados out there, and I know that's all of you, you'll notice that Anthony Kiedis lifted some of David Essex's melody off of his classic hit Rock On. Oh, yeah. And he knows he did it. And I don't care that he did it. It's a good song. I like it anyway. Just saying. Certain elements got recycled there. That's all. And of course, in a day and age where we're all taught the three R's, recycling is good. Before that, Communism. Yes. Pocket Sunrise. This is a band out of Toronto. Kevin LaCroix, Paul Linklater, and Don Kerr. A trio, and they've released their debut record called Get Down, Get Together. That's a good title. And it's a very concise record. I played a song last week and this one, and if you like the song, you're going to like the entire record. It's very consistent, concise songwriting. And one thing I'll say, too, is that I got thinking about Pocket Sunrise. I mean, I know it has to be about a woman. So many pop songs are, right? Or a guy, depending on who the singer is. Or whoever the love interest is, right? If we're not in a binary world. And I got thinking about Pocket Sunrise, though, in a more gentle... I like the title. I like the way the words are put together. Pocket Sunrise. I'm thinking, yeah, that's sharp. That's good. And I'm thinking, you know, in this day and age, more and more people seem to be affected by insomnia. Anyone out there? Sometimes you just wake up in the middle of the night. Either you can't get to sleep in the first place or you wake up too early, right? Could be either or. And what do you do? Well, you tend to get up and check your phone or flip on your iPad or your laptop or your computer. And in a way, in the middle of the night, that's kind of like a little miniature sunrise. Well, a blue sun, right? It'd have to be from a foreign world, somewhere where the sun was not so yellow. Anyway, enough of that. That's Communism out of Toronto. And we started the set with Daniel Romano off of his excellent record, Mosey. We heard a track called Toulouse. All right. Now, I played a song a few weeks ago. And, of course, that may not have any meaning when depending on when you're hearing these shows, because the shows are meant to be played anytime you like. I try not to make too many time-sensitive references. But anyway, turns out I played this song from Ziggy Marley. And, man, I've been really loving it. I didn't really know it very well, or I didn't know the song before, too long before I played it on the show. That's what I'm trying to say. So I've been listening a lot personally and just loving this song. And I thought, yeah, I got to play this one again. This is good stuff. People would really like this. I am sure of it. So we're going to play Personal Revolution from Ziggy Marley. And of course, Ziggy being the oldest son of the reggae legend, Bob Marley. His song is reggae inflected for sure. There's a certain kind of thing that they've taken ownership, the Marley family. And so we'll play a couple other tracks that kind of have some reggae influence. We'll hear from Big Sugar, Canada's own Big Sugar, off of their Yard Style kind of acoustic reggae record. We'll hear 100 Cigarettes, and then we'll hear Scottish band Travis off their debut record many, many years ago. This is the title track of that record called Good Feelings. So let's get going. This one here is Ziggy Marley. Here on Ear Candy, this one's called Personal Revolution, and we all need one of those, don't we?
Fighting every day. There must need a revolution. My own revolution. My personal revolution. Baby, I need a revolution. My own revolution. My personal revolution. Hey, I don't like the hypocrisy. Is this democracy? There is no voice for me in your philosophy. Tainted theology. Oh, can you save me? Who can save me? Who can save me? Revolution. Who got the power?
I do.
Who got the say?
I do.
Yeah. Who got the play?
I do.
I will find a way. Who got the power?
I do.
Yeah. Who got the say?
I do.
Yeah. Who got the play?
I do.
I will find a way. Does heartbreak so hard to take, and then I lay down in the bed that I make, crying tears of change. I'm fighting every day. I know there must be a better way. My personal revolution. Hey, I need a revolution. My own revolution. A personal revolution. Who got the power?
I do.
Who got the say?
I do.
Who got the play?
I do.
I will find a way. My very own revolution, a personal revolution. I smoke 100 cigarettes.
telephone, this what it had to say.
Oh,
Yes, that was Travis, Scottish band Travis with Good Feeling. Before that was 100 Cigarettes, Big Sugar, talking about regular cigarettes and enhanced kinds, I guess. And Ziggy Marley, Personal Revolution. Ah, favorite song of mine these days. I hope you like that one too. All right, show's here, Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. It pays to repeat that every now and then, depending on when you tune in. We broadcast Ear Candy out of local FM in the Port City of St. John is carried by our radio partners in various parts of this great wide country we know as Canada. Next set, we're going to start with quintessential English rose, Kate Bush. Now, if you wanted to build yourself a mythology, you would do well to study what Kate Bush has done. So she hits the scene with the first number one record in the UK with material written by herself, Wuthering Heights. And she's got this soaring stratospheric soprano voice, very exceptional. Once you hear her voice, I mean, there's no one else that sounds like her, not then and not now. Anyway, so she did a tour, 1979. And unfortunately, and her tour was very arty, that is, theatrical, that's the word I'm looking for, very theatrical. In, you know, in an Alice Cooper sort of way, it was a very visually, it wasn't just musicians standing on a stage and playing their songs. It was a theatrical performance. And so it required a lot of people, musicians and otherwise, to make pull it all off. And unfortunately, tragically, one of the people in the on the team fell to their death. And of course, horrified Kate. And she didn't tour after that. Just didn't want to do it anymore, period. There was also lots of talk about her fear of flying, you know, why she wouldn't go to other countries, etc. But, you know, that was the genesis of it. She was touring, and then she just stopped until the year 2014. And she did a 15-night residency, so 15 performances, and came back to live performance and blew the audiences away. Unbelievable. So you get this huge gap. She returns and shows that she's everything she ever was. What a story, right? What a way to build a myth. So we're going to hear a track from Never Forever. That's one of her earliest records. We're going to hear All We Ever Look For. We're going to hear something from Sabina, leader of Brazil Girls, something from her solo record. Their solo record was called Toujours. The song we're going to hear is Viva L'Amour. And then something from the last B-52's record, that gang of crazy people still making music. Well, it's been a while, but Funplex, that's the title track from their last record that we have to date. So let's go with this. And this is Kate Bush, The Myth. Here on Ear Candy, All We Ever Look For, off of Never Forever. Thank you.
place another role that major.
Instantly hired. I bargained for a price, everybody got fired. I drank a lot of coffee only to be tired. Thought I found a friend, but the man was for hired. He lent me a hand, led him to the fire of desire. You've looked through them, that is when a plain becomes a valley and a mountain a sea. And it really was them who were looking through me. I pray I'm a lion in the light of this day, until the wind has carried all my questions away. Leave the answers to the beggars and the liars. I've asked you for a kiss and you set me on fire with these desire.
property. Hippie, be quiet. Your peace sign t-shirt could cause a riot. Faster, faster. Can't get enough. What the hell will I do with this stuff?
I'm your daytime waitress at the Taco Tiki Hut. I'm your daytime waitress. Here's your stupid 7-Up. You kicked my heart going up and down the escalator. You blew me up and now
the one and only B-52s in Funplex, off of a record called, funnily enough, Funplex. Yeah, funny how that works. Before that, Viva L'Amour, Sabina, she's the leader of Brazil Girls. Maybe we'll get some Brazil Girls music on a later episode. When, in fact, we just put in the play box here at the station a record by Japanese girls. I don't know, so there seems to be a trend happening in terms of band names. But anyway, that's Sabina off of her solo record called Toujours Viva L'Amour. And we started things off with one and only Kate Bush and All We Ever Look For off of Never Forever. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Don't have a lot much time left. I'm going to play a Lenny Kravitz tune called Life Ain't Ever Been Better. Now, all you hear in the news is all this stuff that makes you think that the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And it's not. Life has never been better for humanity. The stats show it. So you have an impression, you have a psychological impression about how miserable things are and how everything's so awful. The poverty rate has gone from 40% 25 years ago, the worldwide poverty rate from 40% to 10%. It's like a miracle. Here's Lenny Kravitz. He's going to leave you on a real upbeat note. It's called Life Ain't Ever Been Better. And Lenny, yeah, you're truth-telling, man. You're truth-telling. This is exactly the truth. Here we go.
Life ain't never been better than life ain't